Yo, what's going on out there, people? It's your boy Wale once again, and I'm reporting live from Bed-Stuy, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. Once again, shout out to all the listeners out there, everybody listening to the podcast. Very, very appreciative. So moving forward on this episode, we'll be picking up right where we left off, where I ended on the second episode as far as status of the Brooklyn Nets and how they've been doing their thing and making their moves as they continue this playoff push. We'll be talking about the progress of the Brooklyn Nets as far as how far along they've come as a franchise. Their recent win over the Los Angeles Lakers, but the other, you know, two losses that we suffered against the Trailblazers and the Philadelphia 76ers. As you guys know, so it's playoff time right now. You know, basically Brooklyn is in do or die. Every single game right now is a playoff game, and as we move forward with the episode, you'll see why. Not only because they have to win just about every game and stay in the playoffs, but once they enter the playoffs, who they'll be facing potentially in the first round. So you guys stay tuned, you guys be ready for all the info we have on Brooklyn. And also, we're gonna go forward as far as more info specifically on D'Angelo Russell and his rise to prominence from being the guy that was rushed out of LA because of his dirt, you know, with Nick Young, to this 23-year-old all-star who has nothing but a bright future ahead of him. So once again, you guys stay tuned and listen up. All right. Shoot. So what's up, people? Yeah, so we're gonna move forward, you know, talking about the Brooklyn Nets, talk about their current playoff push. You know, recently on Friday, March 22nd, we just beat the Los Angeles Lakers and officially knocked them out of playoff contention. For the Lakers, is their sixth year in a row that they have not been in the playoffs, but for LeBron James, who is now it's arguable being the best player in the world, him being knocked out the playoffs in the playoff hunt, this will be the first year since 2005. It'll be the first year since 2005, since he was 21 years old, that he will not be in the playoffs. And undoubtedly, there will also, after the season is done, whoever the champion is crowned, whether it be the Golden State Warriors, 90% likely, or, you know, the Houston Rockets or the Milwaukee Bucks, Philadelphia 76ers, more than likely, there will be a new ESPN will definitely crown a new best player in the game. Shout out once again to the Brooklyn Nets for doing that. D'Angelo Russell being the all-star that he is, he played spectacular. I believe he had 21 points, 13 assists, and 4 steals during that game. And of course, he was playing his old team, you know, the team that traded him to the Brooklyn Nets in the first place. So, you know, he had an extra chip on his shoulder. Joe Harris, he had 26 points, hit 6 threes that game, played an awesome game, sniper that he is. And, you know, LeBron wished him the very best. You know, he sees him, told him to keep doing what he does. Obviously, you know, D'Angelo was doing the damn thing. So, yeah, that was a win that we needed, considering every single game is a playoff game from now on. But the next game after that, which was on Monday against the Portland Trailblazers, it went into double OT. Fortunately, we lost that game, but All-Star played, you know, wonderful once again. Well, no, he did play great. He played exceptional. It's just that he had a couple key turnovers, you know, towards the end. But, you know, and unfortunately as well, too, Yusuf Nurkić suffering that devastating leg injury, man. We've seen stuff like that before, whether it was Caris LeVert, you know, with the Brooklyn Nets, and Paul George even a couple years back during the Olympics, the pre-Olympics, you know. We wish Yusuf Nurkic the very best in his recovery. But, you know, D'Angelo, he had 39 points, 9 boards, and 8 assists, almost had a triple-double. Shot 16 for 34, which is excellent efficiency, but he missed some free throws, man. He should be a better free throw shooter than that. He was only 4 for 8, and he took 14 threes and only made 3. Sheesh. Ha. Which was crazy, but, you know, what are you going to do? Nevertheless, he still had a monster game. And it was in Portland. Portland's a tough place to play, as we all know. But, you know, we tried to see if we could get him next time. And the next game, which was on Thursday, March 28th, we played the Philadelphia 76ers. And unfortunately, we lost that game, too. It was in Philly, man. Brooklyn had a long road trip. And, you know, these are teams now that, you know, they're all in the playoffs, man. Well, except the Lakers. We beat the Lakers. But, you know, the Blazers, they're a playoff team. I believe they're the third seed. Philly, I believe they're, you know, either second seed, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, you know, so it's a tough road we got right now. Still fighting, still pushing. No, as of right now, Philadelphia is the third seed, my mistake. So let me just give y'all the seeds real quick. Milwaukee Bucks right now are the first seed with, you know, the superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. Shout out to Giannis. Hopefully he wins MVP over James Harden. You know, James Harden got one, and he's been playing exceptional. You know, clearly averaging over 36 points a game. But Giannis, man, Giannis is putting up Shaq numbers, like young Orlando Shaq numbers, man, 27, 13, and 6. You know, Shaq never even averaged 6 assists before ever. So, you know, Giannis is doing things that in Milwaukee, by the way, and they have to know how to pronounce his name because that's how much of a star he's been. When your name is Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know what I'm saying? Even announcers, they still, you know, get it misconstrued, but that's how much of a star he's been. And not only is he one of the best offensive players, he's one of the better defensive players as well. That's why I think he should win MVP. And, you know, the Bucks, not only do they have the best record in the East, but they have the best record in the NBA. Currently on a 4-game winning streak. And shout out to Giannis again. He tweaked his ankle in the last game, but hopefully it recovers very soon so he can go in the playoffs and do his thing. Well, hopefully he doesn't do his thing against the Brooklyn Nets, you know. I mean, if Brooklyn ends up going in and they're the 8th seed, they'll be facing Milwaukee, and, you know, that'll be a little tough for us. I don't know how long we'll last, but I'm going to continue. Milwaukee's the first seed. Toronto's the second seed. Philly is the third seed. Indiana is the fourth. Boston is the fifth. Now, all those guys have currently clinched their playoff spots in, and more than likely, they'll all stay in those same positions. From Milwaukee to Boston, 1 through 5, those are all locked in. Now, from 6 to 8, currently, it is Detroit in 6. They're 1 game over .500. They're 38-37. Brooklyn is 7th right now. They're currently .500. They're locked at .500. They're 38-38. And Miami is the 8th seed, and they're 37-38. Now, from 9th and 10th, both those teams, which is 9th is Orlando and 10th is Charlotte, both those teams can clearly, you know, get right back in the hunt. Orlando actually went on a 6-game winning streak before they lost recently, and Charlotte is currently on a 4-game winning streak. So, you know, they're 35-39. Orlando is 37-39. So, Brooklyn, man, we Brooklyn Nets, we got an uphill battle too, because even though we have a half game over Miami. The last couple of teams that we are facing, they are all playoff. They've all clinched the playoffs, all except the Heat, which is the last game of the regular season for the Nets, which will be in the Barclays, which I will be attending. Yes, I will be there to see D-Wade's potential last game. It's definitely his last game in the Barclays, but it could be his potential last game in the NBA ever if the Heat don't make the playoffs. Shout out to D-Wade, you know, one of the best players of all time. Third best shooting guard of all time, if you ask me, you know, after MJ and Kobe Bryant. You know, I think he's the all-time leader of blocks as a guard. Obviously won 3 rings for Miami, one before LeBron came into town, 2006 against the Dallas Mavericks, when people thought that, I think they were down 2-0 again in 2006 against Dallas, and then D-Wade just clicked the freaking Jordan button in his brain, and he just went nuts, man. They couldn't stop him. And in his third year, won an NBA championship. But again, shout out to D-Wade, NBA legend. D-Wade is Miami, and Miami is D-Wade. But back to Brooklyn real quick. So we play Boston tomorrow on Saturday. Thank God it's in the Barclays, you know. And Kyrie is back. Kyrie rested for the last game that they played, but he's currently playing right now. They're playing against the Indiana Pacers, who is also, you know, clearly have locked in their spot as the 4th seed. But the remaining games for Brooklyn, again, they face the Boston Celtics. Then Monday, they play the Milwaukee Bucks at home. They play the Milwaukee Bucks in Brooklyn. Then the Toronto Raptors in Brooklyn. Then they play Milwaukee again in Milwaukee. Then they play the Indiana Pacers in Indiana. And then finally, as I said before, their last game of the season and their last game at home is against the Miami Heat. So, I mean, Brooklyn, we every single game is a playoff game. Kenny Atkinson already said it. And it's going to be a tough road, you know. But the plus is that if we do make the playoffs, obviously, we'd have to beat, you know, a couple of these teams. We play Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the first seed in the East, and they have the best record in the game. If we can even get one win against them, hopefully it'll be at home on Monday, just April 1st. That would be a big confidence boost for us, you know what I'm saying? We could potentially see them in the playoffs if Milwaukee is keeping that number one spot. But if we end up getting the 8th seed, you know, I mean, we're playing Milwaukee in the first round. If we end up getting the 2nd seed, we're playing Toronto in the first round. And we play Toronto next Wednesday. So, you know, it's going to be a tough road ahead. And Boston, I mean, we all know about Boston, man. Yeah, and which is the next game, which is on Saturday, which is tomorrow. Boston, at the beginning of the season, they were projected to go to the NBA Finals, you know. They've currently been, you know, slipping. And hopefully they continue to slip once we play Brooklyn. Once they play Brooklyn, you know. But, I mean, it's go time, yo. Brooklyn, we go hard. We know how to grind, man. And the toughness and grittiness of Brooklyn, I know we can win at least a couple of these games. We can win all these games. You know what I'm saying? And you know, put ourselves in the playoffs. And I believe that would be our first playoff appearance since 2013. Since Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett suited up for us. You know what I'm saying? And that's a long time. That's, 6 years? So, if we can... Come on, Brooklyn. If we can just... Yes! Brooklyn! Brooklyn, if we can just make the playoffs... If we make the playoffs as well, too, even though, you know, we might not be due for a deep run, it sets us up tremendously for the offseason, for summer free agency. As I said in the last episode before, we have a whole bunch of free agents that are, you know, Brooklyn is going to be attractive, man, especially more than the Knicks. I mean, shout out to Slizzy. So we recorded in the last episode to talk about free agency with the Knicks. But when was the last time? I mean, when free agency, as far as New York, the New York Knicks, when have they ever been relevant? You know, the best player that they got in a trade was Carmelo Anthony, and we know how he's panning out right now. I mean, Melo is like, man, I mean, he went to Houston this year, and after 10 days, they didn't even want him anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was drafted in the same year as LeBron, and, you know, that attitude of his, let me not go too much on Melo. Shout out to Melo anyway, you know. He's a you know, Hall of Famer, but, I mean, the Knicks, but basically what I'm getting back to, the Knicks, they're luck as far as with free agency, man. You know, we know James Dolan still owns the team, unfortunately, and he's, you know, it starts from the top. Their struggles have started from the top, man. He's over here banning fans for just having an opinion. And, you know, if any of these free agents, if any of you guys want to come to New York, man, Brooklyn is where it's at. Once again, shout out to D'Angelo Russell. I know D'Angelo showed, he gave Kevin Durant a tour of Brooklyn, you know, because hopefully Kevin Durant, after he wins his third straight title and potentially third straight finals MVP, man, he's going to have all the leverage in the world. Golden State is Steph Curry's team, but, I mean, Steph Curry wasn't winning any of these rings after 2016 without Kevin Durant. You know, we know he already won in 2015, best shooter alive, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, Kevin Durant has been an integral part of Golden State. And it seems like the media and the fans of Golden State, they just, like, disrespect him, you know. They might want to, you know, they're building a new stadium over there in Oakland as well, too. I believe the Chase Center, they made over $2 billion in tickets already, you know, and I don't know if they really check it for KD. So, I mean, KD, you can come through to Brooklyn, man. Why not? Or Kawhi Leonard, man. Kawhi, you know, he's doing his thing over in Toronto. And I don't know if they really appreciate, well, load management has had a big effect on, you know, his career so far this year and this season. But he's going to be a free agent too, man, if he doesn't re-sign with Toronto. You know, he's going to have his options open. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. And if we could get Kawhi Leonard, man, that's great as well. If we could get Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant, how about that? Brooklyn would be right up there on the map, and we would be contending for not just the playoffs, but for a title. You know what I'm saying? If we could get one or the other or both, that would be excellent, man. And I know there are other free agents, Klay Thompson, Goran Dragic, you know, a whole bunch of guys in which we'd be willing to get, but, you know, it all starts with us making this playoff push, you know what I'm saying? We can make the playoffs, that's, you know, that would just be a good look for Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Way better than the New York Knicks. You know, right now, New York basketball team that's doing their thing is the Brooklyn Nets, man. People didn't even see this coming. You know, if Caris LeVert even didn't get hurt, man, we might be even higher in the seedings, you know. Shout out to Caris LeVert. Doing his thing off the bench. He's going to be an integral part of our playoff push if we make the playoffs, man. So, Brooklyn, let's do it, man. We go hard. All right, we're going to take a little break, and after we come back from our break, we're going to talk about D'Angelo Russell a little bit. Talk about how he's been doing this thing. His rise to prominence as an all-star, first time all-star. And how important he'll be in this playoff push that we're making this 2018-2019 season. So stay tuned. And we'll be right back, all right? It's your boy Wale, Voice of the Brooklyn Nets. Cheer! Segment, we're going to be talking about Brooklyn Nets All-Star. D'Angelo Russell. Yes, D'Lo, who has been playing exceptionally well all season for the Brooklyn Nets. Very own all-star who has embraced Brooklyn, and Brooklyn has embraced him as he has been the catalyst in Brooklyn's playoff push in order to get to the playoffs this year. If you know a little bit about D'Angelo, he was drafted in the first round in 2015 and drafted second by the Los Angeles Lakers. Also, if you know a little bit more about him, you know that he was traded from Los Angeles by Magic Johnson based on, you know, the little situation that he had, you know, with his former teammates over in LA. You know, he did a little bit of snitching when he was supposed to, but on Nick Young, if you know, you know. So won't further elaborate on it. But yeah, man, he was a young kid with a whole bunch of talent, obviously, to be drafted, you know, number two overall. And he was drafted from Ohio State. You know, he was a young kid. You know, he was about like 19, 20, if I'm not mistaken. He's only 23 right now, and playing at an exceptional level. You know, he's clearly not hit his prime. He's only further ascending as far as his ability and his understanding of himself as a man and as a basketball player. You know, he's emphasized how much he's learned being in Brooklyn, how to be a professional first and foremost, you know, as well as you know, honing in on his basketball craft. And he's actually up to be a free agent this year as well, but I have no doubt in my mind that Brooklyn will re-sign him and keep him long term in the future, because he's been awesome. You know, the last three games he's been playing exceptional, like a true all-star. Last game yesterday against Toronto, he had 27.7 rebounds and 6 assists. And that's against the number 2 seed in the East. You know, mind you, you know, against Kawhi Leonard and those boys who, you know, have an exceptional, you know, shot of actually getting to the Eastern Conference Finals or even getting to the NBA Finals. The game before that, it was against Milwaukee, who is currently, you know, the number 1 seed in the East and actually have the best record in the NBA. With Giannis Antetokounmpo and those boys, shout out to Giannis. He had 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists in that game. And the game before that, on March 30th, it was a win against Boston, who was another, you know, Eastern Conference powerhouse. And he had 29 points, 10 assists, and 3 rebounds, you know. D'Angelo Russell, man, if you've just been watching him, you know that, you know, this is the flair that he plays with now and the confidence that he has as he plays, you know, it's just something to behold. And we're glad to have him over here in Brooklyn. You know, I've seen several commercials with him. Just embracing Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And Brooklyn embracing him. He seems to love our city, seems to love the culture that's been established here. With Kenny Atkinson, the coach, helping them. Shout out to Kenny Atkinson, who should be, I think, a contender and coach of the year, considering Brooklyn. At the beginning of the year, Brooklyn was nowhere near to be projected as even, you know, making the playoffs, let alone, you know, being any type of a good team, you know, so. For the year, D'Angelo has been averaging 21 points, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds, and a steal a game, you know. And shout out to him again, because he actually gave Kevin Durant a tour of Brooklyn, you know. And I know guys have been saying, yo, Kevin Durant's going to the Knicks, Kevin Durant is going to the Knicks, you know, but it's definitely not locked down. First of all, if he's going to the Knicks, I don't see, you know, most likely, again, he'll be a three-time champion, 3 straight years, and potentially 3-time finals MVP. And if he wants to go to a team with the New York market, you know, why would he want to go to New York, you know? I think he would just come to Brooklyn, you know, play with another fellow all-star. You know, KD would be at the helm. As much as we love D'Angelo, you got to know that KD will be at the helm. And, you know, just start a revolution over here in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Officially be the New York team, the, you know, highlight New York basketball team. Even if Zion Williamson does go to, you know, New York, the New York Knicks, which is a long shot too, by the way. If people don't know, again, the Knicks, even though all this is going on as far as with the Knicks, you have to remember that they have the same chance of landing the number one pick with Phoenix and with Cleveland, because it's the worst three teams in the league with the same percentage of a chance to land the number one pick. And according to reports, we have to see if Zion even makes himself available in the draft, by the way. There's been several reports saying that Zion and RJ Barrett are seriously considering coming back for a sophomore year in Duke, you know, which is, I do think that Zion will play in the NBA. I do think he'll declare this year. It's just that, you know, I mean, he's playing for Coach K. This is one of the legendary coaches in all of basketball, not just college basketball, you know. So if he wants to play with him for another year, you know, just to get better also as a basketball player, why wouldn't he? The Blue Devils, the Duke Blue Devils, were knocked off in the Elite Eight this year, and I'm sure Zion had every intention on making it to the Final Four or getting to the national championship and winning the national championship. You know, so he might just want to go back again and see what's up. But, you know, all this talk, we have to know the facts, people. All this talk about Zion and KD coming to the Knicks, it's like, you have to know why they possibly might, both of them might not even be in New York. And if any players, any of these free agents that are going to be hitting the market, if they want a true New York market, they might as well just come to Brooklyn, man. I mean, why not? Playing with an all-star, playing with a hungry team, you know what I'm saying? Talk about the brand, as far as the New York brand, you can get the same thing here in Brooklyn. My next podcast, I will be talking about how we just make the push to, you know, in the playoffs. By that time, hopefully Brooklyn would officially be in the playoffs. I will be in the building of the Brooklyn Nets last regular season game, which will be with D-Wade and the Miami Heat. The Heat are actually also making a playoff push as well too. So that April 10th game will have a lot of you know, playoff implications. There'll be a lot on the line on that game, so just can't wait. Very excited to see D-Wade's final game in the Barclays Center, and also see potentially D-Wade's final game as a NBA superstar, you know. It should be awesome. It should be excellent. And I'm sure D'Angelo Russell will be doing his thing once again. Another stat for you guys, just to show how much of an impact that D'Angelo has been in the NBA this year. Besides Russell Westbrook and James Harden, he is third in the league in having the highest percentage of his team points, you know, whether it leads to him scoring by himself or him dishing off assists. Once again, after James Harden and after Russell Westbrook, he is the highest in the league in the percentage of being responsible of the percentage of his team's points and points and assists, you know. So he's just doing his thing this year, man. Again, if you see him play, if you watch these Brooklyn Nets, the confidence that he has, the fun that he's playing with, you know, every time he hits a three, or you know, any of these guys on the Nets, you know, they're doing their thing on the bench. They do this little river dance. I can't do it. They do like a little, I don't even know if it's like a Jamaican dance. I don't know if it's a river dance, but I know they're just lifting their leg up back and forth. All these Brooklyn Nets players, if you see them, it's pretty hilarious, but you can just tell how much fun that they're playing with. And again, D'Angelo has been at the, you know, he's been at the helm and accepting his role as a, as the man, as a star. And at 23 years old, man, he's only going to get better. He can only get better. So it's only a matter of time. before we just ascend to Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets ascend to the top of the East, you know, because if we land some players, man, if we land some talent, you guys better watch out. Not even just Kevin Durant, you know. Obviously, he's at the top of the helm as far as the free agency market. He is the top player that we're all looking for. But we got to remember, DeMarcus Cousins, he will be a free agent after this year. Kyrie Irving, once again, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard. We just got a whole bunch of players. And I'm not even mentioning the second tier and third tier players. I'm going to have to get the facts before I start mentioning their names. But this summer, man, summer 2019, it should be really, 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 really interesting. And Brooklyn, we ready. You already know, man, we go hard. So we'll be going hard to make a push for those guys. And I'm sure we're going to continue to go hard as we make this playoff push with these last couple of games of the season. Right now, we're currently in seventh place. Detroit's above us. And right now, Orlando is in the eighth spot with the Heat right on their heels. And on our heels as well. I think only one game separates all three of those teams. One or two games separates, you know, six, seven, and eight. So we can easily get bumped out if we lose all our games. And we have the toughest schedule, the toughest remaining schedule in the NBA. But we can do it, you know. We got to play Milwaukee again in Milwaukee. That's going to be a tough game, but I will have to see if they rest Giannis Antetokounmpo for the rest of the season. I believe they've already locked up the first spot, and if they have, I don't see why they should continue to play Giannis. And if you don't play Giannis, we won't complain. You know what I'm saying? Like, we hopefully we can get that win against Milwaukee and just solidify a spot right there. Like I said, on Wednesday will be the last game against the Miami Heat, who are also trying to make their own playoff push. And that game should be exceptional and awesome. Hopefully, we're talking about Brooklyn taking a victory and heading right into the playoffs, y'all. So let's get ready. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. All right. So we'll be back for this break as after the break, we'll make our conclusion. And thank you once again, guys, for listening up. Cheers. Yo, yo, yo. Thank you once again, guys, for listening to episode 3, The Arrival of D'Angelo Russell. Shout out to all the listeners out there showing their support for the podcast. Appreciate you guys very much. Next episode will be posted after the regular season ends. And by that time, God willing, we'll be talking about the playoff bound Brooklyn Nets, April 10th, which is Wednesday. That'll be their final game in the regular season. And that will be against the Miami Heat. I will be in attendance in the Barclays viewing that game. Should be historic, considering that is Dwayne Wade's final game in the Barclays Center. And if the Miami Heat do not make the playoffs, that will also be Dwayne Wade's final game as a NBA player. Shout out to Dwayne Wade, NBA legend, 3-time NBA champion, perennial All-Star, and he is Miami. Dwayne Wade is Miami, and Miami is Dwayne Wade. So shout out to him. Win or lose, this should be an awesome game. Hopefully it's a win for Brooklyn and it pushes us right into the playoffs. Before I leave, I want to say rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Shout out to his family and friends. We thank you, Nipsey, for all that you've done in your community in LA, and the influence and the music that you left behind towards us, and the knowledge that you've given us. We know that you birthed actually a whole bunch of Nipseys, honestly, because there are a lot of people we know that are going to continue to run that marathon. The marathon will continue. So shout out to you, Nipsey. Shout out to the family. Lauren London and the Babies. We will not forget him. He'll never be forgotten. And continue to hustle and motivate. All right. Take it easy, guys. Peace.